And so when we have our fear lenses on, we feel the anxiety. And that anxiety is just letting us know you have your fear lenses on. That's it. You don't need to be scared of that anxiety. It's your inner guidance system saying you're entertaining a fear story and you've turned up the volume really, really loud. And it's there to nudge you back to the truth of who you are. And so when we could identify that and bring it back, you could see that peace come over them. But now we have a place to plan for next steps and how we need to deal with whatever it was that showed up.
Welcome back to the Fire Podcast Syndicate, a place where we have massive community in that podcast world, from novice to intermediate to actually professionals. But we also have amazing people that just want to be guests on our shows. That's what we're after here in this community, to be able to really help people take it from the beginning to the end and getting people in the ride. It's going to be all fun. And we have Nicole Morrison here, who's going to really shine today. She's in the community. She's someone that we really want to promote because she's incredible in herself. And I want to say, hi, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Hi there. I'm doing well today. It's sunshine here in Ontario, so it's been a lovely, lovely day.
That's right. You're up in the cold north, aren't you?
I am. But sunshine today and higher temperatures, so it was beautiful.
Now, Nicole, tell me, you used to do podcasting, right?
Not so much doing podcasts. I've been a guest on a couple of podcasts.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your background. Like, I know you got a lot of credentials. You've been actually in the personal development world for what, over 20 years now?
Yes, very much so. So I worked with youth in a school system as a social worker. So my training is, I have a master's of social work and I'm a hypnotherapist and also an energy practitioner. So I've been able to use all of those skills together to create more of a holistic kind of approach to how I do business with youth.
Now, I think that's fabulous. So now walk us through a little bit about it, because, well, let's like back it up here first. What got you your start in personal development?
That would be personal, in the sense that I grew up in a very difficult environment and was on my own at 15 years of age. But lucky for me, I had an awareness that the environment I was in was very unhealthy. And I knew quite young that I had to unlearn a lot of dysfunction and then relearn how to be healthy in relationship, healthy within myself. So I started quite young, before there was really a movement towards this. There wasn't even counselors in our school at that time. It was quite a long time ago. So I just started to sleep over at people's houses who had healthy homes. And when they would have the comfort and safety of their home and sleep till noon, I would get up and sit on the front stoop of the house with the parents and have a hot chocolate while they had coffee. And I would watch their dynamics and I would store information. I was like the sponge to understand and watch different dynamics in order for me to learn, because I knew what was modeled to me was very unhealthy. And so then it became kind of just natural for me. When I was young, people would just come to me for counsel. Somehow I would know what to say. I'm not quite sure how I knew that, seeing that it wasn't really modeled to me, but it came intrinsically for me. And so then I went into psychology and then into social work to be a counselor. And going into university is when I started to go see a counselor myself and be able to have some support in undoing a lot of the old programming, and I really learning to love myself as well. And then as I moved into counseling, I focused on youth because that's where I had the struggle. And I think the earlier the intervention, the better the prognosis. And they're also just keen learners. They're just in that stage of life where they want to learn, and they're easier, they're more adaptive, and they practice the skills and all those sorts of things. And they're just really entertaining too. Their personalities are so rich and they're so fearless, even in the, you know, anxiety and depression, that fearlessness is there. It's like, the anxiety and depression was showing up because they weren't actually in alignment with who they really were and the way they saw themselves and interacted with the world. And so to be brave to do that work with me, that comes from that deep intrinsic place as well, I believe.
Man, you just kind of gave us a lot to think about there. But what I really, really found that you spoke about was you're qualified to help your past self.
Oh, absolutely. Really everything that I offer. So this is, you know, a lifelong journey. I am older and wiser now, but everything that I learned along the way and everything that I shared with people in my practice now are all the tools that I used as well to get myself from that place of a fear-based lifestyle to a love-based one. And so everything that I share with anyone, I've tried and it's tested and true. And because of my specific clientele, teenagers, so I work with teenagers, young adults, and adults now, but for a long time, it was the teenagers. Because I was working in a school system, I had to be quick on my feet. I might have someone who's just in a panic attack or a trauma response right in front of me, and I have 20 minutes to be able to contain that and be able to shift them and send them back into class. And I had a very difficult clientele because they can see through any kind of bullshit. So you have to be so authentic every breath, every moment, every word, because they can read you like like a book. And if you're not authentic, then they will just dismiss you and you'll never have that chance again. And so because of my environment and my clientele, I had to learn ways to shift people quickly, but also do deep work as well, because it's not my heart's work to just help someone manage. That's a part of it, but it's really important that I can teach them in that moment, shift and help support them so they actually have new skills moving forward. So I had to be very creative in how I did business.
So what kind of skills are you trying to do to develop instantly in that moment to help them move forward? I know everyone's different. Every situation's different, but there's some kind of framework that you kind of look at and kind of like qualify mm-hmm. them for that kind of direction?
Yeah, it's a good question. My philosophy is always to bring the power back to the individual. And the other part is I really knew what my job was. So my job, I could not fix their whole life. I could not fix their family situation. I cannot fix their entire mental health situation or I cannot make their boyfriend not break up with them. Whatever it is, when I'm there, I just think in this moment, what can I provide to help them be able to learn something from this situation, shift and grow? And so the framework would be, I've always sort of encourage them to look at where they have power and where they don't. So initially when they're coming in and they have this terrible fear story, what I used to use is my glasses all of the time. So I always had glasses on. And so what I would say to them is like, oh, okay, so you've got your fear lenses on. Let me hear that story again based on those fear lenses. And so they would like tell me how they were a victim of absolutely everything. And so I would validate that story. Okay, so now let's try putting our love lenses on. Can you tell me that same story, but from a love trust lens? And then they could go through, and I usually had to help them a little bit, but they could see all the opportunity that was presented or their strength within it. Or where do you have power? It sounds like you're putting all your energy on trying to control other people, but you can't. So how do we bring that back to loving you where you have power? What decisions can you make in this moment? And so just my glasses became what I termed fear and love lenses. And it was very powerful because in that moment, what I was really doing is showing them that everything is just neutral. Everything's just something that's occurring. Depending on what set of lenses you put on, you create your story. And so showing them that they have power to create different stories and then to choose which one they would like to step into, because all of them are valid.
I love it. I love it because there are, like, you know, You see people turning their hat around and they become a different person. Their energy rises. You see, what is it called? A persona. You set a certain persona for what certain things you do. There's some people that will walk through doors and they have to change to whatever that person is on that other side. And it's just totally, it's almost like you're saying, it's a lens, a filter, a different way of looking, a perspective, so they can see all angles. I think, there's some people that I've listened to, and I can't remember who, but you would create your own board of members, imaginary, but you would put in different people. And then if some problem or challenge comes, you would look at the perspective of each of those people you put into that boardroom to kind of get all angles to see, what one do you feel would actually work best for you? And I really love what you did. And you just kind of created that out of the blue. Hey, listeners, I hope you're enjoying this episode. I do want to say that I want to give you a big invite to our community at the Fireside Podcast Syndicate. Come and find us at firesidepodcastsyndicate.com. Firesidepodcastsyndicate.com. Enjoy the rest of your episode.
Yeah, because I could see the pattern. We have lots of emotions and we could list them all, but really we have two camps. They're either based in fear, fear I'm not good enough, fear I'm not lovable, fear of abandonment. We've got guilt, we've got shame, right? We have harsh self-judgment. We have a whole soldier, list of soldiers behind that camp. And we also have that in the love camp as well. So for me, because I'm working with teens and short period of time, I don't have time to go through and process every feeling that comes up. They're either it's a fear-based or it's a love-based. And then we had somewhere to start right away. And I worked with a lot of students that present with anxiety, and but also a lot that are energetically sensitive. And so I'm energetically sensitive. So I have that understanding of how sometimes emotions can show up, but it doesn't actually match what's going on in our life because they were picking up on energy of somebody else in the classroom and things like that. And so between looking at, fear and love lenses, a lot of the students that presented with anxiety really were feelers. And so what I would also let them know is you feel things largely. And anxiety is actually a part of your inner guidance system. So I look at anxiety very different. I don't see it as a faulty system. I think that you have a fine-tuned communication system that is working very clearly and very loudly. And anxiety is always letting us know that we're out of alignment with the truth of who we are and what we're thinking or doing. And so when we have our fear lenses on, we feel the anxiety. And that anxiety is just letting us know you have your fear lenses on. That's it. You don't need to be scared of that anxiety. It's your inner guidance system saying you're entertaining a fear story and you've turned up the volume really, really loud. And it's there to nudge you back to the truth of who you are. And so when we could identify that and bring it back, you could see that peace come over them. But now we have a place to plan for next steps and how you need to deal with whatever it was that showed up.
Man, you really know how to really put some perspective on what you're doing and the value you're bringing to these children and teenagers that you're working with. Because I know I could have used someone like you when I was younger as well, and I know we're kind of in the same age group. So I definitely, had my own kind of troubles and challenges and struggles just understanding a little bit of that would have been really, really, valuable. So what you're doing, I commend you on it because I really think you went through your struggles to help more people, right? We cannot help people if we haven't gone through that struggle. I really do believe that. You could read all the books you want, but if you haven't gone through it, how can you really fully understand, right?
Yeah, and I think it can work both ways. When I first started in the industry, I was working at a group home for at-risk young girls. And there would be some of us that have done our healing work. And then there are some people that worked there that never had any trauma in their life, but had really great families and really just wanted to give And I found that we all offer different things. They could offer a perspective and a way of responding that I was unfamiliar with. And then I could offer sort of that empathy, and I can understand, and I could even help communicate their needs to people because I could understand where they're coming from. So I think it can be both. I think we can wrap around people, both with people who have been in that situation and made it out the other side, but also people who have been given a whole different experience that bring a different kind of wisdom forward that maybe we didn't have any access to.
Well said, well said. Way to put me in my place. But, you know, that's what I'm here for, is to learn. And you definitely, you know, it's creating a team of different angles, in a sense, that can really, really hug the situation and take care of it and make sure there's no, you know, holes in the boat, in a sense, right? That you're gravitating all angles in that. Now, I think that's great. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what have you done to develop further into that personal development role, you know, outside of, you know, your beginning situations? You know, what are you doing now? Who do you listen to? Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say even back when I was doing my social work career at the beginning, part of that extra learning was actually the energy work. So we talk about energy work now. It's a little bit more mainstream. People usually know about Reiki. They might know about emotional freedom technique, is the tapping. So it's a little bit more familiar, but still, you know, relatively new out in the world. However, back in the day, this is what I was doing with young people in the school system, because I was aware of these young people coming in and being in a full-fledged panic attack, but also I knew they were energetically sensitive. So I was starting to teach them about, you know, it's just your vibe. That's all we're talking about. A lot of people will present it in a very woo-woo kind of way, but truly, we all know what energy is. We know a vibe of a room. We know the vibe of a person, but we don't know what to do with that information. Or sometimes we don't realize we're perceiving that, and we don't know what to do with that information and how to clear it, how to ground ourselves, how to actually use it as a tool that benefits us. You know, going into an interview, going into a meeting, even here, when I can expand that energy circle, You can actually feel that. You can feel me more grounded. I have more flow of my thoughts, my ideas. If we're in person, you're going to get a sense of me. If we're having an interview, I may not get all the questions right, but at the end of the interview, you're probably going to think, I really felt good with her. Maybe I'd like to hire her because we can teach her the other stuff. But the other person that came in and had all of the questions answered correctly, but you couldn't feel them, maybe they don't want to work with that person, because typically we're about connection and relationship. So when they start to learn about their energy, then all of a sudden it doesn't have to be scary and overwhelming. They now know how to temper it and to actually use it for their own benefit. And so then after that, I learned another technique, and this is the one that I use the most in my work and is how I'm expanding as well, because mindset is very, very popular right now, and it is very powerful. So I'm doing some mindset stuff, but this is stuff I've been doing since 20 years ago, because I was working with kids who had trauma. And I remember, you know, we have to catch our thoughts and change them. That's part of cognitive behavior therapy. But when you've lived a very traumatic life, you're spending almost every breath of your day catching a negative thought and trying to change it. It's exhausting. And I remember just sitting in my office and thinking, there's got to be a better way, because this stuff that they are catching and changing, those fears aren't even really theirs. Other people have placed it upon them, whether it's parents, whether it's friends, whether it's social media, but there's been this fear, thought, and agenda that's been placed upon them. And they're sitting there carrying it, like almost like somebody's thrown up on them, and they're trying to wipe it off every day, and it just keeps reappearing. So when I learned about Dr. Daniel Benor's work, and he passed a couple of years ago. He's a brilliant man who was a psychologist, but also an energy psychologist. And so he merged both worlds of both psychology and energy psychology way before his time. And so he was able to merge two trauma treatments that are very successful, EMDR and EFT, emotional freedom technique, to make a very succinct and powerful tool. So in moments, I was able to help these students when they would come in and they're in a fear state. We could identify it quickly and we could shift it. And then we can use the same tool to build in the truth of who they are. Right. So even though I think I'm a failure, you know, we can clear that belief and we can also shift it into, you know, I am strong. I am successful. I take things one step at a time. But instead of just saying affirmations, this tool allows you to go very deep in the subconscious mind, in the body, and in the energy body to clear at all those levels, mind, body, spirit, but also to reinforce the new at that level. So that's why it's so powerful.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll have to look at that gentleman again. What was his name again? His first and last?
Daniel Benor, B-E-N-O-R.
I got to look at that because I went to college and that's when I really understood energy as my calling. And now we hear about energy everywhere. Back then, you didn't hear about energy everywhere. Like it wasn't spoke about, but I understood. That's what I feel I learned. I went to college so I can learn about energy, you know, and that really helped change my life in a lot of ways. Now I saw a lot of work back at that time, but it's allowed me to develop who I am today over time and the experiences that I went through. But tell me a little bit about, you know, you're bringing a lot to the community first off, but what are you looking for in the community? So when someone listens and wants to, you know, looking for a guest, kind of what are you looking for? What kind of things are you looking to bring to the community? How you want to, you know, develop yourself in the community? Do you have any thoughts on that?
When I'm looking at developing my business, I love what I do with the teenagers and young adults. And that part just feeds my soul. I often say my career is like being the cool aunt. They love to come see me. They tell me way more than they would tell parents. They actually listen to my advice. And then I send them home and I see them in a couple of weeks again. So it's really quite beautiful. But I also have seen how I've come up with my own framework and how beautiful people respond to it. And it's been successful for 20 years. And it's the foundational skills that all ages seem to need. And so as I'm expanding, what I'm looking to do is to teach more like professional development for other social workers, other therapists, and coaches as well. Because it is a formula that is proven to be successful, and it's quick and easy. And what I love about it, anything I do, is you're bringing it back to the individual. So these are all things they can take home and do. I'm a very action-based kind of counselor. And so I always want them to have skills to be able to be their own counselor to themselves and remember where the power really lies. And you'd think, well, you're not doing well for yourself then because you won't have clients coming back. That's not true at all. They love the power to do things on their own, but there is something about coming together. And even in energy, when two or more gather, it's exponential results. So they're always coming back, but in a way that fits their growth. You know, at the beginning, they're practicing with me quite a bit, and then we extend that, and then it's check-ins. And it's really quite beautiful to see. But that's where I'd really like to go. I'd like to be able to put these skills and understanding, this knowledge, in many other people's hands so it can have a farther reach for more people. And that was Daniel Benor's. That was his dream. And you know, before he passed, him and I were talking, and I asked permission to be able to do this. And I said, is there something I need to do, like sign a licensing agreement or something like that? And he just smiled, and he always had this little glimmer in his eye. And he said, Nicole, the world is hurting. Just please get it out to as many people that you can.
I love it.
My philosophy too.
Yeah, no, that's why you're on here, because I do love your philosophy, how you treat people, how you talk, how you take a situation and able to reframe it. And, you know, as you say, wrap it up in a nice bundle, right? Like find a way to really, you know, provide value to whoever you speak to. I love how you speak. I love everything about you, Nicole. I want everyone to really come to the community, meet Nicole, you know, get her on your show. She is awesome. And anything you want to say to, you know, at the end here, Nicole, anything that you, you know, any tips that you want to kind of throw out to help any of the listeners?
Well, about tips, I'm not so sure about tips, only that the power does lie within you, but having somebody in your corner to help have eyes for you, because sometimes we've got those fear lenses on and we really believe that story. And sometimes those fear lenses are really dirty too. And we need someone to help sort of clear the way, because a part of a coach or a counselor or a social worker, a therapist, part of our job is to help you see who you truly are outside of that fear lens. So we hold the energy of wholeness for you so that you can remember who you are within the work that we do.
I love it. And I'm going to keep my love lenses on so I can keep going and being positive and enjoying as much as I can. I think the fear lenses in my eyes are more of let's walk forward. Let's get excited. Let's move. Let's see what we got, you know? But hey, I want to say thank you, Nicole. You brought a lot of great information here. And I'm sure we're going to talk after the show a little bit here because I just love it. But I want to say thank you. You know, anyone who wants to join this community, come and join us. You're going to meet amazing people like Nicole. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. And stay curious, everybody. That's the best way to tap into those love lenses.
We all want those lenses on. Get on your love lenses, guys, and let's make this happen. You guys enjoy.